Mike's list.
Because right now we're separated, but at some point we'll be able to all come out and play. And Lou, here are the top seven things I can't wait to do again in our part of regional Victoria. I'm trapped north side of the border, Lou, just like you're trapped south side of the border.
Yep.
Number seven, watching my girlfriend get silently angry at people feeding the geese at Sumption Gardens when there's a sign that specifically says, don't feed the geese. But she never actually goes up and says anything. Number six, eating one of those little tuna lunch packs that you can get from the Talangata IGA with the crackers and the plastic fork. You know that one, Lou? It's amazing.
I do.
And
delicious.
Then you go to one of the benches in the Triangle Town Park. It's one of my great traditions when I go to Talangata. Number five, walking around and still trying to put my finger on exactly how Yarrawonga has managed to capture the feel of a seaside town without being at the seaside.
Amazing.
Although, to be fair, my whaler does that as well, and I could just go to my whaler. But it's not the same if you can't go to both.
No, you can't even walk across the bridge.
That's right. Number four, driving on the Kiwa Valley Highway and turning to my girlfriend and saying, you know what this is? This is God's country. Every time, Lou. Every time.
No, I've been there. I've been in that car with you as well. When you just
God's
don't
country.
Know.
Could be on the Murray Valley Highway as well, or a number of others. But I just chose
on the road to Falls Creek or anywhere.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Number three. Trying to find a tiny bit of snow at Stanley because I'm too lazy to drive up to Mount Buffalo. Yesterday was the perfect example.
Yeah.
There was a sprinkling, Lou.
Yeah, there was. There was a good sprinkling yesterday.
Now, number two, this is controversial. You won't agree with this. Roundabouts. You know how much I love roundabouts. And whether it's
weirdo.
Whether it's the big one at the Bandiana Link or the lovely ones on Beechworth Road or Melrose or some of the little cuties down Wilson Street or at White Box, I miss them. The only one that really sucks is the one at the end of High Street at the Water Tower. Fix the road quality, Anna Speedy. And finally, Lou, the number...
You don't say that to her when she's on the phone.
Nah, I never do. Finally, the drum roll. The number one thing I can't wait to do when this is all over, it is quite simply, Lou, finally be one proud community again that beats anywhere else in Australia. So Melbourne, please, we're all supporting you to get those numbers down so we can get back to our awesome lifestyle.
Please stay at home.